Welcome to the North Catalyst podcast, Procurement Bites, and I am your host, Aval Sethi. Today, I am going to share some thoughts on entrepreneurial leadership. Having experienced entrepreneurship firsthand, a question that I have heard being endlessly debated in startup circles is, are entrepreneurs born or made? And what is entrepreneurial leadership? Entrepreneurship and leadership are sometimes considered as synonym, but these two terms actually have quite different meanings. Entrepreneurship means having a defined set of skills that an entrepreneur possesses and practices when starting his or her enterprise. Leadership, on the other hand, is the process of influencing people and providing an environment for them to achieve their organizational objectives. Entrepreneurial leadership is therefore a complex mix of attitudes, skills, capabilities, styles, traits, motives, and mental mindsets, and effectively using the skills associated with successful individual entrepreneurs resting on innovation, risk optimization, taking advantage of opportunities, and applying those within the environment of a larger organization. Any entrepreneurial leader must have the ability to learn fast and within environments of ambiguity and change. The entrepreneurial leader will work within a formalized organizational structure, but use approaches normally expected of an entrepreneur to identify opportunities. Once an opportunity has been identified, they work towards creating a value proposition, which will enable a rapid testing of the key assumptions. Leadership has a key role in entrepreneurial behavior. People who possess leadership qualities like influencing ability are found more prone to become entrepreneurs and perform entrepreneurial functions more effectively. Some of the leadership competencies that influence entrepreneurial behavior are inner drive, integrity, self-confidence, intelligence, knowledge, and emotional intelligence. Let's look at a few leadership characteristics that you should take time to develop over the course of your entrepreneurial career. The first characteristic, obviously, is strategic vision. Passion and a great business idea aren't enough to succeed in business today. You need to develop a robust strategy for your company. Your plan should include where you want your business to be in 5 years and how you're going to take it there. Many entrepreneurs find that early on in their idea's life cycle, and also that creativity becomes the biggest lever they need to be a successful leader. Share successes and failures with your people. Information clearly transmitted gives them context and a sense of belonging to the company. You may find yourself getting increasingly inefficient as you start to handle more responsibilities as your business grows. The key to combating this is delegation, and so hiring the right team who you trust and who believe in and respect your vision is of utmost importance at this stage. Good entrepreneurs are always recruiting talent, advisors, investors, and customers. Silos might also develop within your business as your organization grows, which could lead to inefficiencies, miscommunication, and eventual loss of trust. If this happens, you should immediately focus on coordinating between various personalities, expertise, and management levels. Focus on collaborating both with your internal team and external agencies. Build strategic alliances and seek external advice on business strategy from your suppliers, customers, and other business sounding boards. Focus your energies on effectively networking, building strong relationships which might help to discover opportunities, source resources, and get that all important foot in the door with potential customers, clients, and explore future opportunities. Keep tuning in for new episodes and keep listening. This is your host, Aval Sethi.